we re-signed a contract, a new contract with Peaceville to do that one. I hadn't done anything since before Warren's, so it's big circle of events.
Back a little bit to the Show 'Em How record.
Mm-hmm.
The change in lineup then.
That's the most overlooked album probably of all the Pentagram albums. And
I agree. It's my second favorite.
Yeah, I love Show 'Em How also. Show 'Em How was around, I think, 2005, also on Black Widow. Joe and I, the hard one to get is called Keg Full of Dynamite.
Yeah.
And that came out between Sub-Basement and Show 'Em How.
Oh, okay.
And it's a live album at a club called The Keg in Washington, D.C. And it's we found some old tapes of the 78, 79, two-guitar, high-voltage Pentagram era. And Black Widow wanted a third one after Sub-Basement and Review Choices. So we had them put that out also. And then we did yet another studio album. This is the Show 'Em How album, which is all different people. Like you said, the drummer, bass player, and guitar player were from a local D.C. bass band called Internal Void. And they had split up. And the guy, Kelly Carmichael, the guitar player, contacted me and said, I would be interested in doing something together because, I heard that they, that you're looking for people and so forth and so on. And I got with the three of them. And 2005, again, Black Widow released the fourth Black Widow release, which was Show 'Em How. And by that time,
were new and what songs were old on Show 'Em How?
There's about, I think, three Carmichael Liebling and Kelly and I did together, him doing the music and me doing the words. And then the rest of them are older stuff. Again, some stuff that was never recorded, some stuff that was co-written by Jeff O'Keefe, the original drummer, myself, like a studio version of Last Days Here.
Yeah.
And Wheel of Fortune, in the studio and stuff like that. And
what songs were the ones?
What's that?
What songs were the new ones?
The new ones were Prayer for an Exit, Before the Dead End,
which is great.
Another one was Electroglide, which is it's okay. And another one is one of my favorite songs, which I really, really want to do live, which is called City Romance.
Oh, that's a great one.
I adore that song. It's like, what?
Do it, man.
Do it. Hey. Well, when we get back together again after this crisis, you never know. I mean, it's popular with a lot of people who are familiar with that era of Pentagram. And
we should totally pull out Sub-Basement and something else off of Revere Choices like Melania.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I mean, like, we finally now in our live set we do Downhill Slope, which was
awesome.
Which is on Review Your Choices, the studio recording of it.
Oh yeah, I know.
And there's other stuff. I would just love to do a bunch of the songs off of that era of Pentagram, like 2000 to 2007-ish.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'd go.
And Joe and I did a couple of tribute things too. Joe Hasselbaner and I did we did Doctor Please and Feathers from Your Tree on a tribute to Blue Cheer, a double album called Blue Explosion, which is also put out by Black Widow. And then from, I think it's called Record Heaven, I believe, from Sweden, did a tribute to Captain Beyond. And it's called 1,000 Days of Yesterdays. And we do Mesmerization Eclipse, him and I, on that. And we recorded all those in that same time period of, Choices Basement.
Yeah.
And so forth.
That's wild.
Yeah. Done a lot of stuff, man.
We were in South America before all this crisis happened, working on a record in Portugal.
Not in South America, in Portugal.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry. I don't want a map. But yeah, tell us about that.
That's a brand new, still to be finished thing. I got to work with punk legend Sonny Vincent and the former bass player of Stooges and Ron Ashton's New Order, Jimmy Recca, and another guitar player and drummer from a Portuguese band called Dawn Rider, and they're also in Clockwork Boys, a punk band together, Hugo Conan and Juan Ventura, and another guitarist and drummer. And the five of us did an album in Portugal in early February. The project is called The Limit. And right now we kind of got cut off by the crisis, but we got a whole album completely done. The basic tracks and all the vocals and backup vocals are done.
Nice.
We just have to track in a few more guitars and some lead solos and mix it. And we're, as a matter of fact, we decided as of yesterday, Sonny and I spoke, and I think we're going to have to kind of tackle this thing by remote because it doesn't look like there's going to be any international travel soon enough. We were going to, you know, he was going to go over there and do the mixing because our engineers is a great fucking engineer over there. He was going to do it in Portugal. Are you having problems over there on your end? Because it's like going.
No, I'm not having any issues.
Oh, okay. All right. The sound's going. Anyway, the band's called The Limit, and we did a 12-song album, and we're going to be mixing it and flying in some guitar parts remotely, and then hopefully do our own presenting it for streaming downloading, and we're hoping to get some major backing, you know, we're hopefully, like I say, from a good label deal for CD and LP release. And
nice. Yeah, I'll definitely.
I'm hoping that'll be done in about a month. It's a really cool blend of like punk and heavy hard rock fusion.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's, like I say, 12 songs, and they're really cool. I'm real proud of that album. I really, really am.
Let me know when it's done and ready. I'll definitely get my hands on that.
Yeah, definitely. It's something I'm very, very excited about. And it's the first thing I've gotten to do that's a total entwining project that's not Pentagram and is not just a guest spot on someone's album or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat, you know? It's a side thing, but I hope everybody will really enjoy it when it does, you know, finally come out.
Yeah, I'll definitely give it a whirl.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. And then, like I mentioned earlier, hopefully we'll do a live on different locations Pentagram album within the next year for damn sure. I mean, something's got to give. We got to do something new. The only thing we've had new come out is the single song release of the brand new 2019 studio version of Be Forewarned, re-recorded, and first thing we ever did with Mac Wolfsburg on guitar.
And I saw him with you guys. He's a great player.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a real good guitar player, too. Yeah, Matt was with Pentagram in 13 and 15, and again, as of 18, 19.
Yeah, he's very good. I actually mentioned when the strap fell off on the show I was at, and he said, dude, that's never happened to me before.
Yeah, he's a good dude, though. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's been there for the band when we really needed some help in a few different situations, and I like working with him. That's all I can really say right now. Yeah. So I hope we'll get to a live album.
That's
Pentagram's awesome. Greatest hits, right?
Hey, good songs is good songs, man.
Well, that's cool, man. And that's about brings us up to now, I guess.
Yeah. You behaving out there?
Of course not.
No, I wouldn't expect.
No, that. I'm doing okay. I'm just in the house completely and totally, and just trying to stay safe.
All right.
Breathing issues, bad COPD and breathing issues. So.
Yeah. Well, take care out there. Anything else you'd like to say to your fans before we go?
Just thank them for all the years of tagging along with our thing, and through all the foothills and the valleys and so forth, and just to keep on listening. And as long as I'm around, there's going to be a pentagram. I'm quite certain of that. It's
yeah, man.
It's an addiction, like other things have been and aren't now, but still, it still prevails. And
oh yeah,
I hope we'll see people, you know, for 50 years of celebrating some lifetime coming up in the future, near future.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on the next leg up here on the East.
Hey, I appreciate it. Oh, can I say hi to just a couple people? I want to say hi, Victor, and Matt, and Greg, and hi to our drummer, Pete, who's just recently left Pentagram to spend more time with his family on a permanent basis. And I want to say hi to Klaus in Europe, and oh my gosh, my friend Sarah, and to Rita in Portugal, hi, and Wong, and Hugo, and I won't keep going on and on. Oh, and hello, Hallie, dear. Hope you're okay. And hi to my little boy, Mr. Foot, and little Bobby. And that's about it, and thank everybody for sticking with us all this time.
All right, man. Well, as long as you are still around to make your music, you know, I'll still be there. So.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Well, you take it easy and take care, and I look forward to seeing you again sometime soon. Take it easy, man.
Thank you so much for going through some good, interesting stuff with me, Andy. I appreciate it, and you take care, too, and I'll talk to you.
You as well, Bobby. Much love, man.
All right. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.